He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 383. The year is rapidly closing. It is December 11th. I don't know where the time is going, but it's going. Cool show for you today. A lot of interesting stuff. So what I'm going to do is I have a small gadget, but I use this thing almost every day, and I thought I'd just show you things that I just keep in my pocket. Actually, I rarely travel anywhere without this gadget. And then I'm going to talk a little bit, as I mentioned last week, about some of the security cameras that I've had. And I'm going to show you where we are a year later with one particular model that I'm extremely disappointed in, to the point where I don't recommend buying them. Yeah, you're going to be surprised when you see which one it is. So let's start off by telling everyone that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days around the clock, and I would love to hear from you. That's at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I definitely enjoy hearing from you, your questions. If you have a new gadget that you'd like to know about or want to talk to me about, let me know, or a technical problem, be very happy to at least try to help you. Today we're going to talk about a little gadget, as I said. Let's take a peek at that at camera too. And this is called the Gerber Dime. Yeah, the Gerber Dime. And this is a multi-tool. This is what it looks like. It comes in a very small box. You can see my pen here. So it is about 3 inches, if that. And it's a multi-purpose tool. This thing is just the greatest to start off with. It's made of a high-quality steel. It has a bunch of tools, and it's called a butterfly tool. This actually will fit on your keychain, and if you look right here, you'll see a little loop, again, steel, that will just go right on your keychain, and that has all your tools, 12 useful tools, available for you at all times. So the overall length is actually 4.25 inches. The closed length is 2.75 inches. This actually weighs 2.2 ounces. It's not very heavy. And as I said, I pretty much go everywhere with it. What I like about it is that it is definitely stainless steel, and it's very, very, very functional. So the way this works is, first of all, you're going to have a little can opener there, a bottle opener. So if you drink beverages that have a cap, this will definitely pry it off for you in an instant. The way this works is it actually pulls out like so. And the first tool that you'll see, and there are not a lot of mini tools that actually have a pliers on it, and also a wide grip area in here. And this thing's pretty sturdy. I use this probably more than anything, and I could tell you all kinds of situations that I've been in and actually needed this tool desperately, particularly when I travel. It's really, really functional. Let's take a look at some of the other tools. To use pretty much everything else, you've got to fold the knife back like this, or the tool. It has a scissors on it, and these are Fisker blades, and if you know anything about scissor blades, Fisker makes some great blades. So this is a very sharp scissors, and it's, again, pretty sturdy. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. And then on the other side, it has a couple different blades. Of course, it has a flathead screwdriver, and you'll use that frequently. And it also has a file, which you can see right there, a file. And this pinhead here, this actually will go typically in the tip of a Phillips screwdriver, if you will. So although it doesn't look like a Phillips screwdriver, this is actually what that is used for. And on the back side, a couple different blades here. This is a razor blade, and believe me, It is sharp. I mean, real sharp. And one of my favorite tools, and this is the one I use probably second most or maybe even daily. You know what that is? Yeah, it's definitely a knife, and it looks like a razor. But if you notice this little indentation right here, and this saw edge blade, it's extremely sharp. This is used to cut packages, to actually, when you get a box like from Amazon, and I get stuff almost daily, I use this little puppy right here to cut the boxes open. It's a box cutter, and it's really nice. And to tell you the truth, I've actually been able to bring this tool. They haven't yelled at me yet, but I'm actually able to bring this tool on the airlines with me, actually, and I travel with this. So there was one point in time where you couldn't bring this up on a plane for sure, but the last, I don't know, five or six times, fortunately, they haven't bugged me. So let's take a quick peek at the webpage here. And this is called, as I said, the Gerber Dime. This is clearly Let's take a look at the web page here, and this is called the Gerber Dime Black. Very well made for sure. This sells for $21, and also if you check out this Gerber page here, they've been around for a long while, and they have all kinds of very well made different types of multi-tools, and I have a couple different ones that I actually used. Let's see, multi-tools, butterfly opening. I'm just going to show you real quick some of the other things that are available here. You can see that they got a lot of different types of tools. I like this brand a lot. This and the Leatherman, they're very well made, and as you can see, you can have your pick. This particular tool, the Dime, is $21 on the Gerber site. They say it comes in different colors. I've only seen it in black, but they do have some other tools that are really well made and extremely functional. So here's the diamond purple. I would have probably got the purple, but I've had this tool for a couple years at this point. If you really want to get a good buy and get it quick, of course you're going to go to Prime, $19.99, and it's Prime, so it will ship in 2 days, so you'll save $1, but you'll also save on the shipping. So you can check that out easily on Amazon, and it's a good little tool, and you'll find it very handy. It's a great stocking stuffer, if you will, and for someone who has everything, they probably don't have this. Leatherman makes a similar one, a little longer than this, but you know what? This is actually better made than the Leatherman. I'm shocked to say that, but it's a little, to me, it's a little heavier gauge steel, so that's why I like this particular tool. So let's move on, and here's the part I think that some of you have been waiting for. As I mentioned last week, I have a bunch of cameras. I have a couple different properties all over the states here, and I like to monitor at least the outside driveways and make sure that the snow is plowed. I have my office building is in Massachusetts, and it snows a lot there, so I have an outdoor camera. I have actually one on each side of the building that looks directly down at the driveway, so I can see. I love being in Arizona and watching it snow in Boston. It makes me feel good, but I can actually call the plow driver and say, hey, you know, you're going to plow or not? And sometimes you'd be amazed. They scrape it once and take off, and they don't really do a good job. So I have a doctor in one of my buildings, and I got to make sure that that's plowed nicely. So the outdoor cameras are important to me. I have a couple other ones that I'll use on stair walls and things like that, just to keep monitoring things like that in case of an emergency. And I also have a house back in Rhode Island. So I have been using Arlo, A-R-L-O, for a lot of years at this point. And I must say, overall, I'm not thrilled with the cameras or the company, which is owned by Netgear now, in general. Let's take a look at the webpage now for Arlo. And I have 8 cameras. I'm only going to show 4 because of security reasons. But here's the page. And what you're going to see here is essentially the four cameras that are all supposed to be live. So you can see that these three are live, and let's go to this one. And this actually is a ways from here. It's about almost 3,500 miles. This one's back in Rhode Island, and as you can see, it's working fine. There's no one in the house, hopefully, and this is what it looks like, and this camera is actually live, and I can see the stairwell, and I can see in 1080p, so it works great as far as that goes, and there is the doorway, so that's all well and good. Now, if we go back and take another look, I'll remove myself there. You can see the other three cameras. This actually is live. And again, when they work well. And this is my front door where I'm at now, where the studio is. And it's saying, please wait. But there you go. There's the front door. You can actually see the leaves blowing there. And live and in color, there's my front door. Okay, no worries there. Now, the one that I really need, unfortunately, is the one that, of course, never works. So let's take a look at that. So here we are here. And this is back in Rhode Island. This is showing from my porch down into the driveway, which, quite frankly, I don't care whether it's plowed or not, because no one's there. Bunch of alarms in the house, bunch of cameras, but if you notice, this is on please wait, and I've been waiting now for about 2 months. The camera's out, and I have had more problems with the outdoor camera that Arlo makes than any other camera, and I have a bunch of them, and this one consistently doesn't work. Now, this says device failed to connect. Please try again. Now, I can click that from now to next year, but if I go on to the gear, basically what it's telling me as I look through everything is that there's no power to that unit. Well, that this particular camera is attached via an electrical cord, and it just doesn't work, and it's a real annoyance to me, and I've called the company probably 8 or 9 times, and it doesn't work. So being technical and knowing a lot about how these things are supposed to work, more than 4 or 5 times I've actually taken the camera apart, called tech service, and what they say is that the battery that's inside of it needs to be replaced. Well, why would you have a battery inside of a camera that's plugged in all the time? And the answer is, if the power goes out, then the battery takes over. I don't have a problem with that. But what seems to be the case, and I haven't verified it yet, but I have through a bunch of broken cycles with this camera, is that battery goes dead for whatever reason. It doesn't charge or it gets old. Once that battery's out, even though it's plugged in, your camera's offline. And it is driving me nuts. And I have 4 other cameras that are on constantly. In other words, they're plugged into the wall. So there's definitely something going on with the Arlo camera with regards to the outdoor cameras, or the ones that are plugged in. For a while there, they said that I had a bad cord. Bought it brand new off of Amazon. There's only 3 components: the camera, the battery that goes inside the camera, and the power cord. Well, I know if the power goes out, because I'm instantly notified via email that there's a power failure. So it's never lost power, and there's other things turned on to that circuit, so I would know if the power's out. So the fact that the power is on all the time and this camera constantly goes out is really, really annoying to me. And you know, there we are again. It just won't turn on. So probably what I need to do, and I don't like it, is when I get back to Rhode Island, I'm going to have to pull that camera apart and replace for the 4th or 5th time that internal battery. So what I've decided to do is just, I'm done with Arlo. I've called them, and they always find something that I'm not doing right. But after almost 2 years with this camera and that internal battery blowing, they won't replace it for me. Once they said the power cord was bad, I bought a new power cord. They wouldn't return my money for the old one, which they admitted was defective. They're giving me a hassle with that. You know what? So between the service and the camera constantly malfunctioning, I'm not too thrilled with them, so I am not going to buy any more Arlos ever again. And right now I am testing out the Blink camera. And I've had a number of others, and you know, every so often, maybe once a month, we'll take a look. I have 7 different manufacturers of cameras, most of which have been okay. The ones I always have problems with are the ones that are plugged in and supposed to stay on 24/7. We'll see how the Blink does. I will, in good faith, you know, and to be honest about it, if you look at this camera right here, this is an Arlo camera. This is another camera that is actually outdoors. This particular camera works on batteries. So my outdoor camera here where I live, it works on batteries, and it works real well. It works better on the batteries, even though I have to replace them every 2 to 3 months. It always works. So if I'm going to leave for a week or 2 or 3 or 4, I'll make sure I have a fresh pack of batteries in this Arlo camera, and it works great. The problem that I have, quite frankly, is specifically with the ones that you power on all the time. It makes no sense to me, but I can't get much help from the company because for whatever reason, they don't want to help me. So that's that on the Arlo. So let's get into some apps of the day. Actually, I have a lot of freebies for you this week, which is always good. Freebies are good. And our first freebie comes right at Christmas time, and I think it will be very handy. But I have 2 sites where you can go and actually get free, that's right, free graphics to use on your computer, to use on cards. These are totally free. This is a site called Unsplash. It will be in the show notes. But they have, I mean, a ton of different types of high quality graphics, and they're really nice, that you can download and make Christmas cards of, or send an email with season's greetings with pictures of your family on it. And with not too much work, you click a button, you download this, and you can make a card and put text on it in seconds. And I'll show you how to do that with another awesome free piece of software in 1 second. So this site is called unsplash.com. It will be in the show notes. And you can get all other kinds of graphics, but these are free and very, very nicely done for sure. The other site that I like a lot is called FreePick, F-R-E-E-P-I-K. Again, it's a website. This will be in the show notes. They have hundreds of free Christmas graphics. All you got to do is pick out which one, and that's your biggest problem, to pick which one you like, because there's so many cool graphics. And again, you can use them for Christmas cards. You can use them for Hanukkah cards if you want, although Hanukkah's over. They got all kinds of free graphics here, and it's easy to download. It's free. It's legal. And all you have to do is just put text on it and make it to your liking. Again, totally free. Moving right on, everybody always likes documentaries and free streaming, and this is kind of one of those in the middle, but the price is so good. Few people know about this site. I've been using it for a while, so I'm going to share it with you. It's called the Curiosity Stream. It's primarily documentary movies, but it is so cheap. It's $20 a year. $20 a year. So if you like to get all kinds of really high quality 1080p, 4K types of shows, this is definitely, without question, a great opportunity. For $20 a year, they got the History of Food, Destination Mars, Underwater Wonders, Pearl Harbor, Into the Arizona, The Sinking of the Arizona, Birth of the Internet, all kinds of really high quality videos that you can watch. There's over 2,000 videos, so they do have a free trial. I think it's a week or 30-day free trial, and they now have now playing on Curiosity Stream 100 new titles. So they keep this thing current at all times, and there are some fascinating, absolutely wonderful documentaries that you will definitely enjoy, and I can't see anything wrong with it, and there's no downside. You're going to get a free trial. They're well done, high quality videos, and you can just stream to your heart's content. Plan start at $2.99 a month, or $19.99. Call it $20 a year after a 7-day free trial. So try the free trial out, see if you like it, and I think you will, and you can go from there. So that's called Curiosity Stream. Now, a lot of people I know like to take a screen saver shot. And what that is whatever's on your screen, you're going to click a series of buttons and you will end up with a screen saver. And you might want it because you're on a spreadsheet and you want to print out of it. You might be on Skype or something else and want a picture. And this particular website is called ShareX. And actually, you can download this software for free, ShareX. And it is a screen capture, file sharing, and productivity tool. Totally free. And this works pretty much on all operating systems. Actually, I take that back. It says right here for Windows 7, 8.1, and 10. So you need to be on Windows to use this. But I loaded it on, and it works pretty good. I used to use Camtasia, and that works well. But this is totally free, and you can just snap away here. You can upload the file, you can download it, you can share it, and it's pretty much one of those no-brainers. Now, I think everybody's been reading a lot and is certainly aware of all the viruses that are out there and the need for anonymity, when you're surfing. And we've always talked about different ways where you can actually go into your browser and pick an anonymous surfing tool, both in Chrome and, I don't know, I'm on Mozilla right now. Let's see here if they have it. New private window. So I'm just going to click on that, and there's my private browsing. So this will not supposedly show any of the content that I'm surfing for. Not that I need to do that or not. Let's take a look at that page. There we go. So there's my private browsing page. And when you're in a private browser window, Firefox does not share or save visited pages, searches, cookies, temporary files, and so on and so forth. So that's kind of good. And you can do that. Or if you want to be super crazy about this, which many people are, you can actually go to a operating system, if you will, load your operating system in. And this is called Tails. I've talked about this a number of times. I just got two emails in 1 week, which is unusual, asking about how they can do this. This is privacy for anyone. Tails is a live operating system that you can start on almost any computer from a USB stick. So what you're going to do with this is load this onto either a USB drive or a stick, a USB stick, and you're going to boot your computer. I don't care what kind of computer. This definitely works on Mac, PC, Linux, whatever you want. And basically, you're going to boot when your computer starts up. Instead of starting up from the hard drive, it's going to boot directly from this, and this will put on its own operating system, which is wonderful. So use the internet anonymously and circumvent censorship. All connections to the internet are forced to go through the Tor network. That's T-O-R. It leaves absolutely no trace on your computer you are using, unless you explicitly tell it to do that. And you got to go through a bunch of things to say, yeah, I want to be traced. This uses state-of-the-art cryptographic tools to encrypt your files, your emails, and instant messaging. Now, this is actually the stick that I use, and what this will do for me is if I'm traveling anywhere, and I typically will bring my laptop with me, and I'm in a hotel or I'm somewhere where I want to be absolutely foolproof and I'm doing any banking or stuff that I don't want anybody to see, I'll actually boot from this, and no viruses with this operating system with Tor, and no one's going to know what I'm surfing or what I'm doing. Not that I'm doing anything bad, but I want my banking information confidential at all times, particularly if I got an overlay, if I have a wait at the airport and I want to surf or do whatever, I'll boot from this, and no one at the airport's going to be prying into what I'm doing. So it's totally free. TOR is the operating system. Tails 3.11 is the actual version of the software that you would use. So check that out. It's called Tails. It will definitely be in the show notes. And I think it's something that you probably should look into. It's for the cost of it, which is free. It's just the cost of a USB stick. So check that out. I think you'll be happy that you had it. Now, A lot of you were on Instagram, and of course I am, the Gadget Professor on Instagram. And if you like photography, you may want to follow me on that. I'd love to have you follow me on Instagram. It's the Gadget Professor. But once a year, I like to see what my best Instagrammers were, and I want to see what photos people like the most. So there's a webpage called Top 9. So all you have to do is go into this webpage, put your Instagram name in that page, and it's going to basically suck down your best photographs based on the numbers, and from that you can print it out, or this particular website has mugs or anything that you want to print the photograph on, this website has. So it's very cool, and it's just interesting to see what were the top ones. So once or twice a year I'll use Top 9 and actually put my name in there. It's safe. I've used this a number of times, and you'll see what the top photos were that you put on Instagram. Kind of a fun thing, and I enjoy doing that. Now, this last site that I have for you is relatively new. So if you are into photography in any way, shape, or form, and even if you're not, let's say you wanted to download some of those graphics for Christmas or Hanukkah graphics or whatever kind of graphics you want, and you want to make an email to send to a bunch of people, or you want to print out a card or whatever, how do I get graphics on it? How do I get text? How do I import photos? Well, Photoshop is certainly one of the premier programs to do that. It's very expensive. You can use Photoshop Elements. Not quite as expensive, but still it costs money. You can use a free program called GIMP, G-I-M-P, but there's a huge learning curve. So recently I've located this PhotoP. I don't make these names up, but it's called PhotoP. There it is. And this is a totally free online design editing supporting PDFs, which is the Photoshop standard, if you will. XCF files, Sketch, XD, CDR formats. Anybody know what a CDR format is? Comic book. And all kinds of Adobe Photoshop, GIMP, Sketch, Adobe XD, CorelDRAW, pretty much anything that you've used in the past, this will import. But what's best about this is it's free and it's extremely robust. So this will allow you to bring in your graphics, let's say that you just downloaded for Christmas, and I'm not going to do a tutorial because it's online, but if you go down here to this text tool right here and click type on that, right here it's going to give you all the kinds of tools that you need to import your graphic, and then go into the text tool and you can select the type, the size of the type, the whole bit, and it will do a great job. Here's some of your fonts that you can choose from over here, and it does a wonderful job. There you go, there's all your fonts that you can use. So totally free, just a wonderful page to go on to. It's called PhotoP.com, and that's P-E-A, folks, P-E-A, not the other one. So PhotoP is a great site to check out, and if you ever need to do any kinds of graphics, that's the site to go to. It's always there. You don't have to download anything on your computer, and PhotoP will help you out, and there's a lot of tutorials on it. It's a wonderful, wonderful site. So that's going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I am actually going to go make some calls for CES right now. We're lining up the interviews, and we'll have more information probably starting next week about the upcoming Consumer Electronics Show, which is always a blast. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.